Welcome to Roaming with Restless Women, real talk with wise, dynamic women leaders. I'm your host, Julie Noonan, CEO and founder of Intuitive Wisdom Coaching, and I'm living my dream life. I live and work in my RV, coaching senior women leaders as they navigate corporate politics, family drama, and personal goals to live their own dream lives. These women are restless. They are never done seeking new opportunities, learning, and creating value in the world. If you'd like to apply to be on the show, stick around to the end and I'll let you know how. Let's go.
Welcome back to Roaming with Restless Women. Today I have Amber Briggle with me. Amber is a massage therapist, and she has been for 20 years, and she's also been a small business owner for 13 years. And all of it, as she says, happened by accident. She never thought that she would be doing what she's doing today or be as successful as she has been. In like many businesses, the COVID pandemic really messed her up. She has started with a great business, hiring other massage therapists and getting people in the door. And then she had just opened a satellite when COVID hit. And she wound up having to close, or not close, but delay her business for a while until she was able to open back up. But now, because she is such a great leader and she takes people first seriously, she has a great staff. She's got multiple locations and she's looking to franchise. So I want to hear all about her story. Amber, welcome. Thank you so much.
Julie, thanks for having me. And I apologize, my vacuum cleaner decided to do a weird, I've got one of those robot vacuums. So if your guests heard this weird like pulse of energy, it was my robot vacuum in the corner. I'm working from home today and I'm really excited to be a guest on your show. So thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's amazing that you can work from home being a massage therapist. So talk about that.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. Well, I am still licensed as a massage therapist, but I really haven't gotten my hands on anyone in a number of years. I still maintain my license. I just renewed it in March. I worked really hard to get that license, and so I make sure to keep it active. But my primary role now is being a corporate CEO. I'm looking to franchise. I own a really successful massage studio, two massage studios in the Dallas area called Soma Massage Therapy. And you can find us at mysomamassage.com. But no, I primarily, this is primarily where I work. I'm trying to hustle and introduce this emerging brand to, you know, coast to coast people across the country interested in wellness, being their own boss. I mean, you don't really have to be a massage therapist to own a Soma Massage Therapy, just like, you know, if you wanted to open like a Scooter's Coffee or a Dunkin' Donuts, like you didn't even know how to boil water. Like they teach you how to make coffee and how to make donuts, right? So we don't have to teach you how to do massage. We teach you how to run a business, right? And so that's what my job right now is really just kind of focusing on launching this brand coast to coast. I'm looking to, you know, really just transform the entire massage industry. What we're doing at Soma Massage Therapy is so vastly different from the majority of corporate studios that people are really familiar with. And I'm really, really fortunate that I have a brilliant team at our test kitchen, at our flagship studio here in Denton, Texas, who can really, you know, just make sure that put out the fires and make sure that the staffing is taken care of and, you know, have fantastic customer service and booking these appointments and really just kind of keeping the ship going steady. So I can kind of keep my eye on the horizon and see where we're going. So yeah, it's really fortunate that I'm able to work from home and I've worked really hard to get to this point, but I also have a really incredible team to back me up so that I can have this opportunity. Yeah.
Well, what do you love the most about massage? Why did you get into it to begin with?
Well, how I got into it to begin with was, again, just kind of an accident, as you said in your introduction. I went to a really fantastic four-year private liberal arts, all-women's college in central Minnesota. It was a great experience. But I graduated with a degree that I didn't really know how to utilize. And I think that was probably because I didn't really know what I wanted to do. So I wasn't really marketing myself. to the places that I could have worked at because I didn't really know where I wanted to work, and found myself kind of in a series of dead-end jobs before we landed in Boulder, Colorado, which is where my husband was going to grad school. And I was just so inspired by him, looking towards his future, looking towards our future, as a growing family, and knew that working at the dead end job I was at was not a future I wanted to spend much more time pursuing. So I did a little bit of research. I didn't want to go back for a master's because that, like, I didn't really want to specialize in. I didn't want to go for another 4-year degree. Because I still didn't really know what I wanted to do, found out that one of the very best massage schools in the world at that time was right there in Boulder, Colorado. I had never gotten a professional massage before, but it was something I thought I would enjoy doing, and it was only a 1-year program. So essentially, I went to a trade school, and I graduated within a year. Graduated with honors from top of my class from like the best massage school in the world, and just fell in love with this work. I love being able to, improve people's range of motion and decrease their stress, reduce the frequency of their brain, lower their blood pressure, help them sleep better at night. Like that sciatic pain or that plantar fasciitis, whatever it is that they're dealing with, I was able to help. And it felt really empowering and really gratifying to know that I had this purpose in life, which was, I mean, I've always been a helper, but like it was so just like, obvious. Like I'm working literally with my hands every day to help people. It just felt so good. And we moved around quite a bit after that. We landed in the Netherlands for a few years and we came up here to the Dallas area where I started working again, continued working as a massage therapist, and pretty quickly discovered that I had a supply and demand challenge. So I had far more demand than I could safely supply. And
I
I started,
imagine.
yeah, people really wanted like they really wanted to get on my table, and I had clients who basically would book an appointment. I want every Tuesday morning, every other Tuesday morning with you from now until the end of the year, or I would love every Saturday afternoon, for 90 minutes. Like, and you get enough of those clients, and your schedule really fills up. So then what happens is in between these appointments, if a client injures themselves, I literally don't have any time to see them. My schedule's booked. My hands are exhausted. I'm tired. It's physical work, right? And so I would start referring people out to other therapists in the area that I knew gave quality work, even if it wasn't me. And a lot of times those clients would still come back to me for their regular scheduled appointment, but sometimes they wouldn't, right? Like sometimes the therapist that I sent them to, maybe lived closer to them, obviously had an easier schedule to get in. Maybe they offered stones and I didn't, like whatever it was, and I realized pretty quickly it was going to make more sense for me to refer them in-house rather than send them elsewhere. And that's really kind of how this business started, is I started just kind of one at a time adding people to my team that whose work was similar enough to mine that it'd be kind of an easy shift on my busiest days to, send a client to them and then, have them come back to me. Well, then, the people that I was hiring, they started getting busy, and I was still working out of my house in a spare bedroom, and I realized that I needed to glow up. So we moved away. It was impossible to find, but we still made it work. And we were cruising along there just fine until COVID hit. And being that this is obviously not a thing that you can do from 6 feet apart, it's obviously not a thing that you can do online, but it really put a stop to our work for a couple of months. And by the time we reopened, now when we closed in March of 2020, I had 2 locations and 13 massage therapists. When we reopened, 2 months later, I had 1 location and only 4 massage therapists. And one by one, all of them, except for one therapist, so 3 more of them, continued to quit because the demands on women's careers especially were so hard because like we typically are the primary caregivers. And when there's no school and no summer camp and no sleepovers and no play dates and no babysitters and no, like there's nothing, it typically falls on the woman to care for the kids. And when 85% of massage therapists are women, I don't have a workforce, right? So it was hard, but through just tenacity, I just kept at it. I believe in this work so much. I believe in the healing power of touch so much, and I am a helper, and I wanted to continue to help my clients. And honestly, I want to help continue helping my therapist too, who earn, a great living wage for a job that does not require a college degree, right? And I really wanted to keep
Yes.
a good thing going as long as I possibly could. Spit and scotch tape, I held this together. And then a year later, we ended up opening in this beautiful location close to downtown. I now have 25 massage therapists on staff. Our location is twice the size it was before. I reopened that satellite location. Now we're looking at franchising. And it's just been such a tremendous roller coaster of a ride. But I'm so grateful that we're still here because, as I said at the top, like what we are doing is different from so many other massage studios. Like our no tipping policy, our focus on therapeutic, we're not a fluff and buff studio. We're more therapeutic work. We do full 60-minute hours. We don't require a membership. We did so many things vastly different that you can read all about again on our website at mysomamassage.com. I couldn't let it die. And I hadn't done anything wrong either, right? Like it was a global pandemic. I didn't make a this decision. It was something completely out of my control, and I'm just so grateful again that I was able to collect this incredible team of people who really believe in me and believe in the healing power of massage therapy and believe in what Soma Massage Therapy stands for, that really, could keep this forward momentum going. And we're looking at coast to coast now. Franchising has just been, I thought we were going to close. I truly thought we were going to close forever, and now we're coast to coast.
Also, you mentioned a couple of the things that make you guys different. So tell me a little bit more in detail about maybe a signature treatment or something that makes you guys totally different.
Yeah, thanks. Oh gosh, how much time do you have? I'm always really excited to talk about so much. I think there's a number of things that make us different. I can't say it's a particular treatment or modality that makes us different, but I think it's our approach to massage that makes us so different. So typically when you come for an appointment, let's say you book a 60-minute massage, we're actually going to book that appointment at either 75 or 90 minutes, depending on kind of how much time the therapist feels that he or she might need in between sessions to kind of ground themselves and reset the room and whatnot. So your 60-minute appointment is actually going to be longer. So you come to your appointment, we help get you checked in, you get comfortable, you go back to your treatment room with your massage therapist, and we have a check-in. How you doing, Julie? How's it been since your last appointment? How's that right shoulder feeling? Did it feel any different after your last session with us? Or, have you like, what are your issues today? And you might be coming out totally out of left field, be like, actually, my shoulder's fine, but girl, let me tell you, like, it has been a week, and my jaw is clenched and I can't breathe and I'm not sleeping. And we're just gonna be completely, we're like, okay, we got you. And we might just completely go, that treatment plan is gonna be completely different than what we had done in the past. And we might just be doing more breath work and more grounding work. Maybe we're going to do more like lower body massage just to kind of get that attention, back to your feet, right? And we're, in other words, we really customize your session is what I'm trying to say. We really like, we're not a, we don't just, it's not a fluff and buff. We don't just roll them through every 55 minutes. We take our time with you, and you're going to get a few minutes on the table. And then when you're done, we're going to check in with you. Okay. Again, you've been having a hard time breathing, clenching your jaw. Here's a stretch you can do to relax your jaw before bed. We're going to recommend maybe eating some root vegetables just to kind of energetically ground you, make sure you're hydrating, right? Offer you some advice and some homework that's going to help that massage last a little bit longer. We'll help you, book your next appointment. And then we're not going to accept your tip, even though you feel like you really want to give us like this token of gratitude and appreciation. If you've never tipped your physical therapist or your chiropractor, there's no need to tip us either. Like what we're doing is therapeutic. It belongs in the healthcare industry and not in the service industry. And so we're not going to accept your tip, but we're going to maybe try and pivot that and be like, Julie, my name's Amber. I would love, a review on Google if you wouldn't mind giving me a 5-star review, or here's my name on the back of a card. Give this to one of your friends and we're going to give you $10 off your next appointment for sending us a new client. Whatever it is, you know, and so we really try and do this like from the moment you walk in to the moment you leave, we are with you the whole way, and we really try and customize every appointment just to you. So again, it's not one particular treatment or modality, it's just our whole philosophy of what we're doing as
Got
massage
it. Yeah.
really apart from a lot of other places. Yeah.
That's beautiful. I know that I would personally like to go. So you need to open
Well,
one.
who do you know? Because we're
I know.
franchising. So who do you know? Like if you know someone in a community that, I mean, you know, you live in your RV and you travel across the country, wouldn't it be nice if you had a Soma in
It
every
would be
community? So
nice.
think about who you know, and if they, and you know, and maybe be a great Soma massage therapy franchisee in the future. And truly, Julie, I haven't mentioned this yet, but we have a franchise referral program so that if you, you know, if you send me someone, you're in North Carolina currently. You know, if you send me someone who wants to open a Soma massage therapy in North Carolina and they become a franchisee in the future, then you will either get a year of free massages or $1,000 cash. And our if people,
Nice.
if you're in learning more about that, you can see that on our website at mysomamassage.com. We have that referral program. But yes, I would love for you to come. Yes, Soma.
This episode is sponsored by me. So, as a special gift to you, our listeners, I offer a free 1-on-1 15-minute breakthrough session. Bring a problem and an experience how coaching works to see if it could be of value to you. Sign up for an available time on my website, intuitivewisdomcoach.com.
So you say I'm just a mom. So when do the kids come into the picture in your business growth journey?
I mean, they've always been part of it. I
Okay.
remember, yeah. So, I mean, when I was living in the Netherlands, that's a time when I was still working as a massage therapist, but I wasn't as active as I was living in Boulder, and that was a time for us to start our family, for example. And then when we moved to Denton, where we're at now, you know, I tried to work my personal clients around my husband's work schedule so that there would always be someone home, you know, to watch our son. Then when my daughter was born, now we had a 3-bedroom ranch, and one of the bedrooms was my massage studio. Then when my daughter was born, it became pretty obvious, and with the growth of my business, that I was going to have to move out of the house. Not me, the business was going to have to move out of the house so that we could. And the noise of the kids was going to be less distracting for our clients. Then when we moved into our first studio, and I was really working so hard to get this business up off the ground, I couldn't just leave at 2:30 or 3 to get my son from kindergarten. So I would have a friend pick him up and drop him off. We were just like a half mile away, but it was too far for a little one to walk on such a busy street. We'd drop him off and he'd hang out and he'd have, you know, an after school snack and play on his little tablet until I was done working, and then we'd go home. So trying to, you know, it is definitely a challenge, you know, when you're w working in any career, but, and, you know, when you're starting a business and you've got kids at home. But fortunately, I've had a really, like I said, I have an incredible team who supports me, and I do have a really fantastic husband who really has, I mean, when schools closed, he was the one to educate the kids and make sure that they were logging in on time and helping them with their math so that I could focus on keeping Soma from closing permanently. And truly, I think, you know, if it wasn't for my husband Adam, I really don't know if Soma would have made it just because of the stresses put on me as a mom
Oh,
to
yeah.
care for the kids, which, I mean, the family always should come first, but fortunately, he was able to, you know, pick up that torch and run with it so that I could focus on the business. But yeah, the kids are always a part of it. You know, I'm working from home. We're recording this now during summer break, so I've got, you know, kids sleeping in the other room. You know, they're always a part of it, for sure. And they understand there's just sometimes that I can't do something because I got to get payroll done, you know. But there's other times being in this position that I'm in now, being more of a CEO and not doing everything for the I'm working on the business instead of in. Fortunately, I do have this flexibility now where I can go, you know, watch my son's orchestra concert or my daughter's theater performance. Whereas when they were really little, I missed out on a lot of that, unfortunately, because I was really working so hard on this business and didn't have didn't have the means to support the large team that I have today, which can in turn support the business, if that makes sense. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, I know
But
that you're really proud of the way that you cultivated the culture of your organization and being a people first.
yeah.
And that's why I wanted to ask you about you personally too, not just about your business, but I think sometimes it takes someone who has had to juggle all of it. And to recognize the kind of support that we're lucky to have as business owners, whether you're a man or a woman, if you have a supportive partner or if you have a supportive group of people that you've hired or partnered with, you're very, very wealthy in that way. So that's why I wanted to ask you about your personal life and your kids, because you did mention, hey, I'm just a mom and I created this business and it's all by
Yeah,
accident.
I am.
Sometimes the best ideas
Yeah,
come by
it
accident.
is all by accident. I mean, yeah, no, it is. It is a lot of it by accident. Again, like I said, I had never gotten a professional massage before, and turned out I was really good at this thing that I super love, right? And then, just kind of accidentally business, because I found it was a need that my clients, wanted to get in to get a massage more often than I could fit them in. I was like, well, what? I guess I'm starting a business now. And then, and then when COVID happened, like I said, I thought we were going to close forever. But then launching from, being closed to 14 months later, opening in this gorgeous location, twice as big, grossing over $1 million a year, it all just kind of just it. I mean, some of it is an accident, right? Some of it is like, yeah, accident just wasn't planned. And some of it was just tenacity of just not giving up, just,
That's right.
knowing like, how can I meet it? And then like, oh, this is working well. How can we, scale this up to meet more people? How can we scale this up, create more wealth and more healing and, and more opportunities for people? And so, I mean, it is an accident, but it's also, I think if you have any entrepreneurs listening to your show, you also kind of maybe resonate with that sort of like gut feeling of like, this is the next thing that I need to be. And then when it lands so solidly and is so successful, it's like, yeah, this is great. Let's keep doing more of this, right? And you just kind of keep yourself open to these opportunities. So part of it's an accident, but part of it is just kind of being open to these opportunities and walking through those doors when they open for you, and really recognizing when you're onto something good. And I think we're onto something pretty good here at Soma. Yeah.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. Well, I have three questions that I ask at the end of every interview. And the first one, it requires you to close your eyes for just a moment.
Oh, okay.
All right. In your mind's eye, describe what appears when I say the words wise woman.
Oh, I think of my mom. Yeah, I think of my mom. She's pretty wise. She's a wise ass. She'd like me. She's seen some stuff. She's seen it, but yeah, she always has a way of kind of cutting to the core, and pulling out that nugget of truth. And yeah, when I think of a wise woman, I think of her. Yeah.
That's beautiful. Where do you like to roam?
Shoot, depends on the day. I mean, sometimes I just want to roam around in the backyard with a cup of coffee and, look at the have a we got a pollinator garden in the back and look at all the different butterflies coming in. Some days I just want to get the and go as far away as I can, Where do I want to roam? Really, Julie, it depends on the day. It depends on where the
Perfect.
winds take me. So,
Well,
yeah.
free spirit. There we go.
Yeah.
I love it. Okay, the last question that I have for you
Yeah.
is, what makes you restless in a good way?
Makes me restless in a good way. I think it's having too much time on my hands gives me big ideas. So I typically will start in the fall when the kids go back to school and like suddenly have all this free time. I'm like, what can I do next? And so when I have a little too much time, I take big bites.
I
So
love
what
that
makes me restless is
answer.
having some breathing room is what makes me restless. I always have to be doing something.
That's perfect. I love that answer. I love it. Okay. As you mentioned, people can go on to your website, mysomamassage.com, and hear all and see all about your information, all the information that you have about your current locations as well as the franchise opportunities. And if you are out there and you're thinking about, hey, maybe I want to start a new business, or hey, maybe I'm a massage therapist and I want to get in on this deal. You need to contact Amber. Thank you, Amber. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Julie. This was a really great opportunity. I'm really grateful for the conversation. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.
Julie Noonan here. Thank you so much for listening to Roaming with Restless Women. If you're a successful senior woman leader who would like to be on this program, please visit podcast.intuitivewisdomcoach.com. If you enjoyed this interview, please share this episode on social media and make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Your thumbs ups and reviews go a long way.